The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem. They thought the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant, too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down. You harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, with your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down, and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return, I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by, he said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. After he had said this, he proceeded in his journey up to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday we celebrated the presentation of Mary in the temple, so we had different readings than would have been used normally. And what we've been listening to is the second book of Maccabees, chapters 6 and 7, which are really extraordinary chapters, which you see among the most noble people in the Bible today as well as yesterday. And this is before the church was established. So these people could not go to Mass. These people did not go to daily communion like you people. So theologically, you people, as well as myself, we have many more graces than these people. Christ was not even born yet. So I think you have to take that into account. Jesus was not born yet. This was about 150 years before the coming of Christ, the Maccabees. Yesterday we didn't hear it, but you can read it in 2 Maccabees 6, the story of Eliezer. Eliezer was a man about 90 years old. And King Antiochus, a Greek pagan king, tried to force him to eat pork. And he would not eat pork. So a couple of his friends decided, well, we'll give you something that looks like pork, but it really isn't, and you can eat it, and they won't know. He said, I'm not going to do that, because that's going to give bad example to the young people. So this 90-year-old man was tortured. And if you read through it, it says that he was suffering incredible tortures in his body, but great joy in his soul. And he died. So let's pray that as we get older, and all of us are getting older, whether we like it or not, okay? We're all getting older. That as the older we become, the more holy we become. Amen?
Amen.
That should be our prayer. Every year that passes, we're much more holy. So that as we get older, we don't start to lose our fervor, our zeal, our prayer life, but we keep growing. And the problem is that we can easily sink into, wane into mediocrity if we don't watch over ourselves on a constant basis. Now, the reading today, you did not get the full of it. You just got kind of like an easy summary of what really happened. So if you have, you have 5 minutes today, read 2 Maccabees chapter 7. You just got a little bit of it. You've got, once again, the Jewish people are living under the dominion of the Greeks, and they're pagans. And they're trying to take away the Jewish customs, among which you have what is called the kosher law. Kosher law means that the Jewish people cannot eat meat from pigs, pork. So today you have a mother who has 7 sons. And the king is trying to get them to eat pork. For me, the most extraordinary thing is the mother here. The 7 boys are noble, but what a mother. I don't think any mother here would have the courage of this mother. Even the Holy Mother that's here in this church. She's encouraging the 7 of her sons to die to be tortured. And you cringe at that. This is before the coming of Christ. But already, by the time of the Maccabees, they believed in eternal life. It wasn't too clear before the Maccabees. Eternal life, yes, no. It was kind of foggy, vague. But this woman was convinced that after death, there is eternal life. So what they do is they try to convince these young men to eat pork. And who is convincing them not to eat pork? It's the mother. The mother says, I don't know where you came from. You ended up in my womb. You're not in the womb because of really my desire. It's the will of God that you came into my womb. You were given life, breath by God. So basically what you're saying, I want you to die rather than to offend God. In other words, your spiritual life, is much more important than your physical life. That's the essence of the chapter, is that we have a physical life. Our body is important, but our spiritual life, our soul, is much more important. Now, there's a very good commentary done by I think it was Scott Hahn, and you can read through it, in which each one of them is going to say something different, which is going to be related to the articles of our Catholic faith. So you can read through their different defenses. So the seven of them are going to die, they're going to die so as not to deny their Jewish religion. But each one is going to profess a different article of faith. So I invite you to read through it and see the different way that they're going to be giving themselves to God. Then afterward, who else dies is the mother. So the seven Maccabees sons and the mother die rather than do what was against their conscience. Now you notice, when the priest comes out, we come out in different colors. More and more we're coming out in red. Red is the color of blood. And today we celebrate the feast day of one of the early Roman martyrs, her name was Saint Cecilia, who died like Maria Goretti, in a certain sense, to defend her virginity. So today, all of us are called to be martyrs. Pope Pius XII speaks about what is called red martyrdom, which is the obvious, but also there is what is called white martyrdom. White martyrdom means dying on a daily basis to self, dying to selfishness, dying to gluttony, dying to pride, dying to avarice, dying to laziness, dying to impatience. It's a daily death. And that can sometimes be more painful than dying just being shot once. One last thing I'd like to make is this. Okay, these martyrs, they died relatively quickly. What happens if someone dies in mortal sin? Where are they going? How long does hell last? I've often thought about that. Even the worst torments in the whole universe usually happens pretty quickly. These young men probably died within a minute or two. But hell is forever and ever and ever. Imagine being surrounded by all the cholos of Los Angeles and being tortured by them in a jail at night. Kind of scary, huh? But imagine by being surrounded by all the devils in hell and being tortured by them with fire for all eternity. No comparison. So I've often thought about that. So even the worst sufferings in this life, they're going to end. They're going to end. But we have to suffer with Jesus Christ. It's not masochism or just the purpose of suffering. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. Our suffering has to be united with Jesus Christ on the cross. Now these seven boys, the mom, and Eliezer, they received a special grace from God. You're going to receive the Eucharist. You're going to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross. So you people here have tons of graces that they did not have in the Old Testament. So let's pray for the grace to be open to God's grace. And whatever suffering that God sends to us in this life, be it emotional or physical or social or our family or whatever it might be, let's pray for the grace to surrender ourselves. And I say the word, surrender ourselves to the will of God. And if we can do that, we'll be able to rejoice with the Lord forever in heaven. Amen.